I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Again, we are here to present with another episode of A Muslim Lady, where we have been discussing so many important issues regarding Muslim lady. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me in the studio, my wife, Razia Batul Najafi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm just thanking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to having this great opportunity. It's a biggest way of worshipping Allah. Thank you so much.
So, inshallah, today we are going to discuss about a very important and interesting topic, you know, which is the role of women in the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah Ta'ala Ali. Yeah, you know, this great man, how much changes he has brought in our society, in Muslim society, and one of it is regarding our Muslim lady.
Yeah, the moment you said Imam Khomeini, everyone knows about his revolution about this country, Iran. But I usually say the revolution was from inside the human kind throughout the world. And especially he was a big blessing of Allah for us as a Muslim practicing ladies. Until now, I'm just thanking Allah that Allah has given me life, and my life was in this era, in this time, because the freedom, the respect, the rights, which as a Muslim lady, I myself have experienced because of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, I don't think so I would have that many blessings in other times.
Yeah, especially from the West, they were thinking that Islam does not care about the rights of women, yeah? Because of so many Muslim, so-called Muslim countries, because we, even nowadays, we see that no any right of Muslim ladies or our women is taken care of. So somehow he has given a very good practical answer to the criticism of, you know, Western societies. That so Islam limits, you know, Islam, if you accept Islam, it means you are limited. You can't do social activities, you can't play any role in your society. So by bringing revolution in this part of the world and giving freedom to Muslim ladies, he has answered them, you know, practically answered them, and he has shut their mouths closed, you know, beautifully. So look at this, you know, modern Islamic Republic of Iran, where women play role shoulder by shoulder to gents and males.
No doubt.
And having their own hijab, having their own chastity, modesty. So this is the true Islam. So all this credit goes to the great personality of Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. Dear listeners, we will take a very short break. Inshallah, we'll come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking about the role of women in the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah Ta'ala Ali. I just want to mention a quote from him that he says, "My daughter, all the prophets have come to, you know, elevate all the human beings. And they have come to remove all the curtains, all the obstacles. So by saying this, he wants to say that Islam does not put any hijab or curtain in front of you, you know. You can go through all these progress in your life. Spiritually, you can play your role in your society. So how beautifully he describes. It means that in that time, he was a very open-minded and very, very intelligent person. Because in his society, when he was studying in the Islamic seminary of Najaf, you know, there wasn't any facility for women to study.
Oh, yeah, I have heard. You know, therefore, we can realize his role and his very revolutionary mindset, you know, because, like, Najaf is also, until now, it's a center of knowledge. It's a Muslim, Shia, you know, city, definitely very holy city. And Qom is also. I think because, you know, you can see all the beautiful attributes of prophets and messengers of Allah in this great man. Because if you study Islam, you always see Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he has started the journey of guidance for us mankind from Adam and Hawa. So both are there, Adam and Hawa. Both, they went to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to repent. Both have done Tawbah. And Allah has accepted Tawbah from both of them. Although Adam, alayhi salam, is a prophet. But Hawa's role as a spiritual role model is still there. And then if you come, you know, along to, the time of Prophet Ibrahim, you can see Sarah, the role of Lady Hajra. You can see the role of, in the time of Moses, the role of the mother and the sister, and Lady Asiya and Lady Maryam. You know, the wonders are there. So you cannot neglect the role of women, which Allah has given. And prophets are the protector of that role. And after prophet, the great scholars, especially like Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi.
Yeah, definitely. And you can see how in the era of our Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how the women, the great ladies, they played their role. So which means Islam has provided equally the rights to our, ladies and male. They can both play, but they have priorities.
Yeah. You know, whenever people, they talk about the equality, I say, why it shouldn't be equal? Why? You know, this I have learned from the school thought of Imam Khomeini, which is the school thought of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. So because, you know, we as a human being, we are made of soul and body, and our soul cannot be divided to male and female, but our body can be divided. So the division comes when something we have to play our responsibility, duties in this world. Physical world. But the spiritually, the connection to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the level and standard of understanding the concept of God, you know, those the main, the very supreme, you know, ideologies.
Women in Imam Khomeini's idea.
When talking about the infant of Islam and the spiritual disposition of the infant, Imam Khomeini observes that you should know that Islam incorporates all things before marriage occurs between a woman and a man until the time they are laid to rest. Islam has canons, it has teachings, it has progressive instructions which are useful for man's happiness, both in this world and in the afterlife. Sahifa Ye Imam, Volume 6, page 191.
We are talking about the role of women in the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah Ta'ala Ali. The Quran also says whenever it talks about the spiritual journey, the nearness to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it does not mention male or female. It says, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum.
No doubt.
You know, whoever is more pious, he is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is more honorable. He is more respectful. Throughout all these verses of the Holy Quran, we cannot find a single verse which differentiates between men and
women.
Except those, you know, inheritance or whenever it comes to, you know, physical things, then it says that your female rights are these and their inheritance is like this.
That is for this world, you know, like
the, and limited issues.
Exactly.
Otherwise, generally speaking, the Holy Quran never ever differentiates between
men and
female.
I love one story. Khalada. This says, you know, that the mindset of prophets and Imam Khomeini. Khalada, she was a lady, normal lady. Okay. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asked a prophet Dawood to go and visit Khalada because she would be in your company in heaven, in Jannah. So Prophet Dawood went to the house of Khalada. He knocked the door and he said, Are you Khalada bint Uwais? She said, Yes, I am. And then he said, I'm a prophet. Allah has sent me to your house. She said, How come you are coming to my house? You know, there should be any name mistake. I'm not an extraordinary
person.
Yeah, this is a wrong address. But he said, No, this is right address. Can you just tell me your habits, your lifestyle? She said, Nothing I have special. Look, that kind of humbleness, you know. So she said, Nothing. People, they would think that I'm suffering a lot from so many problems. But yeah, I know those are tests. And I'm so much satisfied by distribution of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So I'm always happy, you know. I'm satisfied. So the way she was so much humble, down to earth, and full of contentment, Prophet Dawood, he said, Yeah, you are the person. You know, Allah has observed and Allah bought this quality because Allah, we are selling our life to Allah. Inna Allah ashtara. So Allah is buying and Allah is appreciating the quality of humbleness, you know, honesty and satisfaction. So those qualities are important, not a person. So she's a lady, you know. But look at the concept of Islam and Quran and Prophet, that a lady or a man, whoever has that quality, Allah is just
no
elevating
matter,
the status.
So until our next episode,
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the lover? Allah. Who is Ar-Rahman? Allah. Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah,
Muhammad is the messenger, so Allah. The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.